Roman Fort and Castle Headland. Britain was a province of the Roman Empire from 43 AD until the year 410. The Romans moved northwards, reaching York by 71 AD, when they established a fort following their defeat of the Celtic tribe, the Brigantes, who had settlements in places like York, Aldborough and Catterick. Wild York, Eboracum as it was called by the Romans, became a crucial Roman military centre. No defensive structures were built along the sparsely populated Yorkshire coast until around 370 AD, when an almost 60-kilometre chain of signal stations was built, stretching from Hultcliffe, which is by Saltburn-by-the-Sea in the north, to Flamborough Head in the south. Five have been identified in Hultcliffe: Goldsborough has found a mound, Ravenscar, a sandstone slab with an inscription, and Scarborough, there is evidence on the headland, and at Filey, and at Flamborough Head. These coastal signal stations, the largest English example being Saxon Shore in the southeast, used fire and smoke to warn the authorities of raids by the Picts, the Gauls and the Saxons from the sea, in order to protect the rich farming land and wealthy villas between the coast and York. Scarborough signal station was discovered in the 1920s, at the edge of the headland, although some had been lost to coastal erosion. Like the rest of the chain, the station consisted of a square fortified tower estimated to be as tall as the current castle keep, which is perhaps 27 to 30 metres high. It was defended by a deep ditch and curtain wall with a gatehouse before a courtyard. Unlike the lack of archaeological evidence for any Anglo-Saxon settlement in Scarborough, the Romans left more than just a signal station. Coins from the harbour and quern stones and pottery fragments from near the modern town centre have also been found. A possible Roman palace has also been recently discovered, which is currently subject to intensive investigation.